The program for Friday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for Today. It's been our pleasure being with you this week. Today I call your attention to a scripture, Colossians chapter 1, verse 28. In this verse of scripture, I think we can see the work of a preacher in what we might call a nutshell, in a concise way, what the work of the preacher is, as the Apostle Paul speaks. Let's read that together. Paul says, "Whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect or complete in Christ Jesus." That's what Paul said his mission was. And it's just another version of what we call the Great Commission. The Great Commission said, "Preach the gospel to every creature." And we read in Romans 3:23, "Why? All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death. And all men are to be warned, that they may be ready for that great day of judgment coming." And Paul had that responsibility to warn them. I know he said to the Ephesians in the 20th chapter of Acts, where he says that he was pure from the blood of all men because he had not shunned to declare unto them the whole counsel of God. It's reminiscent of what we read in Ezekiel 33 of the watchman on the tower, who was to blow the trumpet and warn of the invading armies that the people might come behind the walls of the city. But if they didn't come, their blood would be upon their own shoulders. So it is here today in what we're reading in connection with the Apostle Paul, warning every man and teaching every man. Teaching every man. The Great Commission, it was to be carried out publicly and from house to house, privately, and on a one-to-one basis, man-to-man basis. And every person is to be warned, every man is to be taught what his responsibility is before God. And Paul says this is to be done in all wisdom. We are to try to do it in the most effective way to bring them to Christ while there is still hope. And then he says that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. This word perfect here simply means complete. It comes from a Greek word which means to reach the goal. We are made perfect in Christ Jesus in at least two different ways. Initially, when we repent and are baptized for the remission of sins, we are made perfect. We are sinless in the sense that all of our sins are gone and the righteousness of Christ has been applied to us to take away our sins that we might be complete in Him. And then after we have repented and been baptized, there's another sense that every man is to be made perfect in Christ Jesus, as each person is to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord, and we are to grow up in Christ to be like Him, to truly be Christ-like. As John says, to walk as He walked, that we might be like Christ in all things, that we may lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us, and that we might be like Christ Jesus. So he says that we may present every man perfect or complete in Christ Jesus. Certainly this one verse of Scripture in a nutshell gives us a comprehensive view of what the work of a preacher is. Paul says, whom we preach. We preach Christ. We preach this great mystery. Whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect or complete in Christ Jesus. What a great responsibility it is, and it should be a burden upon our hearts that we might speak. Oh, Paul says, my heart's desire and prayer for Israel, that they might be saved, there in the 10th chapter of Romans. And in the 9th chapter of Romans, Paul said he wished that he could be accursed of God for them. He loved them so much, and he wanted to win them to Christ Jesus. May we have that burden upon our heart to warn every man and teach every man. And if you are warned and taught today and haven't accepted the Lord, repent and be baptized into Christ to rise to walk in newness of life. Thank you for listening.